Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Diane Campbell, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 2nd, 1841, the Barbadian newspaper published an extract from the Court of Grand Sessions in relation to a case brought against Samuel Jackman Prescott, who had been prosecuted on a charge of libel against a justice of the peace. In the course of the trial, Prescott objected to the composition of the grand jury, noting that, other than the sheriff, the other jury members had been picked by the Chief Justice, who had overruled the court in its election. Prescott was found guilty of the charge and was sentenced to 3 months' imprisonment, along with the imposition of a fine of £50, which had to be paid in full before he could be released. In addition, he was required to keep the peace for a period of 12 months on his own guarantee of £100, while having two sureties with responsibility for £50 each. The governor, in reviewing the case, was satisfied that Prescott had received a fair trial and that the grand jury comprised reputable persons drawn from the colored and black communities, along with the Chief Justice himself, who was of African descent. The governor declared, however, that because of Mr. Prescott's ill health, he would be released from prison immediately upon payment of the fine of £50, while the remainder of his punishment to keep the peace for 1 year under his guarantee, along with having two sureties, remained in effect. The governor also warned Prescott against making unfounded defamatory statements and observed that while as editor of the Liberal, he sought to advance the welfare of the colored community, it would be more useful to promote a spirit of harmony among the various orders of society rather than seek to alienate them. The Barbadian newspaper's editorial of January 2, 1841 was critical of the governor's generosity to release Prescott after only 8 days in prison, noting that this decision represented a rebuff to respectable members of society. The editorial noted that Prescott's accusations were an unparalleled insult to the Chief Justice and members of the judiciary, and Prescott had expressed no sense of remorse for his action.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.